characteristics and expect that those characteristics are going to be come to pass again in our day and age. And one of the characteristics that took place is at the conclusion of the parable of the ten virgins on October 22nd, 1844, there was a door shut, the door into the holy place. And there was a door opened, a door into the most holy place. And on October 21st, what's the estimate on how many people were in Adventism on October 21st, 1844? 50,000. But on October 22nd, how many were left? 50,000 to 1 ratio. Quite a ratio. Quite a ratio. But overnight, 50 out of 50,000 moved in to the most holy place, and the foolish virgins, in fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins, went off into darkness, and there's no information anywhere in the spirit of prophecy that they ever returned to the truth. That's going to happen again. That's going to happen in Adventism. One more time, and information is that that happens at the Sunday Law. At the Sunday Law, the greatest majority of Seventh-day Adventists are going to apostatize and leave the faith because they haven't prepared for the crisis ahead of the crisis. Very few Seventh-day Adventists are going to prepare for that test. And you're going to have a character for that test before it arrives, because one of the most predominant teachings in the spirit of prophecy is this. Character is never developed in a crisis, ever. It's revealed in a crisis. And Sister White says the Sunday Law is the great crisis. At the Sunday Law, we are going to demonstrate the character that we have prepared prior to the Sunday Law. So at the Sunday Law, we're going to either receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast. And if we receive the mark of the beast, we are the foolish virgins. If we receive the seal of God, we are the wise virgins. And when we are sealed, according to Testimonies, Volume 5, then the latter rain is poured out upon us. And we go out and proclaim the loud cry. And that loud cry brings people out of Babylon to come and stand with us, the 11th hour workers. So as you approach the Sunday Law, you should expect to see God moving on some people outside of Adventism that aren't Adventists, that are beginning to understand some of these issues. And some of you that came in late, you didn't hear the overview about this book, but it was written by a non-Adventist, but it has very important information concerning end time events. And I'm suggesting that this author may very well be someone that you would pick as a candidate for an 11th hour worker. Now, you have heard a little bit about when George Bush visited Bob Jones University. We've talked about that a couple times, right? Bob Jones University, a university in the United States that says the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. George Bush went there to campaign for president last year, beginning last year, and someone that he was running against, because it was the primaries, McCain, said he's visiting a school that thinks the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist, and the press turned on George Bush. And that's the reason that the head of the Republicans come out and said, hey, since 1995, since the Christian Coalition